Another snowy morning here in Western New York. Time to talk to Dave Thomas of the National Weather Service office here in Buffalo. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning.
All right, Dave, first of all, you know, coming in this morning, we're somewhat hearing that things are going to die down in terms of the crazy weather. I guess the winter weather advisory ends at around 7. That being stated, it was a testy drive this morning with some fairly heavy snowfall. What can we expect for the morning commute?
Yes, overnight we've had anywhere between 3 to 6 inches of snow falling across all of Western New York, and that has brought snow-covered roads across the region. Some of these roads are becoming more just wet here towards the city of Buffalo as temperatures are actually rising to near or even above freezing. And that's allowing the roads to start to become more wet than snow-covered for the main roads. But the side roads, and especially roads that are inland, away from Lake Erie, will likely be snow-covered for the morning commute.
All right, so Dave, we've been hearing about this general snowfall here in Western New York that's been coming through from across the region, as a matter of fact. Is it coming to an end now? What do we expect in terms of snowfall?
Yes, the general snowfall is coming to an end. It'll be ending over the dawn hours, and for the rest of the morning and towards midday, might be a few nuisance lake effect snow flurries, maybe light drizzle around, but nothing impactful.
All right, so it has been quite a few days, though, of winter weather here between the lake effect that we saw mid to late last week and this general snowfall. What are you hearing in terms of snow accumulation totals around Western New York right now?
Yes, for the lake effect snow event that started early Thursday morning and lasted right through the daytime on Sunday, that brought 3 feet of snow across parts of Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and even southern Erie County. And it looks like the greatest snow totals were actually near Perrysburg, New York.
What about for you guys over at the airport? What have you been seeing?
Here at the airport, the lake effect snow event actually brought just a few flurries, and it wasn't until the general synoptic snow brought the accumulating snows to the airport.
Okay, and then also we look forward just a little bit here. Now, what do we expect? It looks like some colder weather coming the way our way.
Yes, this week we'll be diving deep into winter, looking for lake effect snows to really begin in earnest here on Wednesday and lasting right through Friday. And in addition to the lake effect snow, there will also be strong gusty winds here both Wednesday and Thursday. Winds gusting 40 to 45 miles per hour across the lake plains, which when combined with highs Thursday only in the low teens, we'll be looking at wind chill values below zero for most of the day on Thursday. And by Thursday night, possibly dipping down to the negative double digits for the wind chills.
Wow, that's something to keep abreast of, that's for sure. Dave Thomas, as always, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.